This weekend is a rare chance for some folks at Western Olin High School in Birmingham, Alabama, to travel back in time 50 years. There will be a high school reunion for the class of 1963 this year. The 50th is always big, of course, but this year there's some unfinished business for the students. The senior prom. It was canceled back in 1963 in response to widespread civil rights protests and a very tumultuous year in Birmingham, including the so-called Children's Crusade. Brenda Phillips Hong was a part of the crusade protests, but she had already bought her prom dress and shoes and was heartbroken when the prom was canceled. Well, today, members of the class of 1963 are reuniting in Birmingham for the prom they never had. About 300 people, including members of the class and those who wish to honor them, will come together to celebrate. And if you got your tickets before today, $20 will get you into the prom. You even get some change back. The price of admission to the prom delayed by 50 years, $19.63. Brenda Phillips Hong, who are you taking to the prom?
Actually, I'm going stag.
In the same dress and the same shoes?
Not really.
Hey, you know, Brenda, this is radio. You could just lie to me and say that the dress still fits.
Well, you know what? I lost a lot of weight, so it just might have.
Congratulations. Tell us about the circumstances of why the original prom was canceled and what you felt at the time when you were 17 or 18 years old.
Well, of course, we felt a lot of disappointment. That's the highlight of your entire educational experience, to be able to have a senior prom. So it was very disappointing. A lot of people cried. A lot of people were very angry. Some were angry at those who participated in the Children's March because they felt that we were a part of the reason, or as a matter of fact, the reason that the prom was canceled.
And you were one of those. You were one of those who was in the Children's Crusade.
Yes, we left school, and I want to bring this forward as well. It's not just Western Olin High School. It's all of the schools in the greater Birmingham area that did not have a prom.
Now, was the cancellation punitive? Was it something the authorities imposed on you, or did the community just sort of feel as though in that crazy year the prom was a distraction?
Let me put it to you this way. We were not only told that we would not have a prom, we were also threatened with being expelled and also not being able to graduate. So, of course, we felt that this was punishment.
So fast forward to 2013. What music are you going to play at this prom?
Well, we're going to play a little Temptation, some Four Tops. There was a song that the Temptations made in 1963. It was called I Want a Love I Can See. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the gentleman who sang that song, Paul Williams, was a resident of Birmingham, Alabama, as was Eddie Kendrick. So it takes us back in a lot of different paths of people that we knew who sang songs and all of that kind of stuff. So it'll be a mixture, but mostly songs from 1963 and the era of the mid-60s.
Well, I just hope you have a great, great time. And if I were your father, you know, I would be saying, watch that slow dance there at the end. That's the one you really have to worry about.
You're probably right.
Brenda Phillips Hong, executive spokesperson for the prom committee at Western Olin High School in Birmingham, Alabama. They'll have that prom 50 years late down there in Birmingham. Good luck, Brenda.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.